Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, this is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS with Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen. Interesting guests, intriguing topics, and your phone calls at 718-506-1944. The Burke Allen Show is a presentation of Allen Media Strategies, online at allenmediastrategies.com. Now, celebrating his third decade behind the mic, here's Burke Allen.
Thanks for listening today. Our number again is 718-506-1944. I'm Burke Allen, and it made news around the country, around the world yesterday. The final verdict was read in the Casey Anthony trial. And one of the more gruesome bits of expert witness testimony at that trial dealt with the science of forensic entomology in determining crucial details of the case. Our guest today is best-selling author Tim Downs, whose latest book in his Bugman series called Nick of Time again delves into that CSI world of bugs, decaying bodies, and the clues that insects give investigators to help them crack those tough cases. Now, Tim has actually studied under Casey Anthony trial expert Neil Haskell, and we'll ask him if he can shed some light on this fascinating, if rather grisly, crime-solving science. The new book, again, is Nick of Time from Thomas Nelson Publishing, and Tim Downs joins us on the Burke Allen Show. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Burke. Good to be with you.
So you've written a whole series of these books with Nick Polchak as the forensic entomologist, and then suddenly, with his Casey Anthony trial, the guy that you learned forensic entomology in is one of the expert witnesses. For our listeners that aren't familiar with that science, exactly what is forensic entomology?
Well, it's the study of the insects that are attracted to bodies when they die, whether they're human or whether they're animal. And they actually help in the decomposition process. Those insects arrive in a predictable order, and they mature at a very predictable rate based on temperature. So by studying those insects, a forensic entomologist can tell exactly how long someone's been dead and sometimes cause of death or whether the body has been moved from the place where the original death took place.
Now, in relation to that, this gentleman, Neil Haskell, who you learned the science of forensic entomology for your novels, was called in as an expert witness. How is it that you came to be interested in such a gruesome, grisly thing and decide, wow, we should write books about this?
It's a fairly recent science. It's caught on in just the last couple decades. When I read my first article about it, Burke, I found that it was fascinating what they could tell this way. And it was also gross, you're right. And that combination told me this was the makings of a really good story. So I thought it was the making of a good character. That's how I came up with Nick Polchak, my professor at NC State and forensic entomologist.
Tim Downs is our guest today. The new book is Nick of Time, and it deals with the science of forensic entomology, which played a big role in this Casey Anthony trial that just wrapped up in Central Florida. If you've got a question for Tim, our number is 718-506-1944. So as you saw Neil Haskell's testimony roll out during this trial, what is it that he had to say that played into this case? What made him an expert witness?
Well, the speculation on the part of the prosecution was that at some point Kaylee's body had spent time in the trunk of a car, and that when a body is breaking down, it releases fluids into the trunk of the car, and that it had to be cleaned up. What they found in the trunk of the car was no body, but a garbage bag that was filled with paper towels that apparently had been used to clean up what was ever in the trunk. And that will attract the flies that are attracted to bodies. So Neil was called in to examine those remains of those flies and to determine their species and to see what they would tell. And what Neil testified is that this was a kind of fly that's only attracted to decomposing animal remains, and their type and their numbers suggested that a body had been in the trunk of the car.
And when you say animal remains, including the human species?
Well, that definitely includes the human species, but it doesn't have to. And, of course, what the defense asked is, well, could there have been lunch meat in this garbage bag at some point? What Neil said is it doesn't attract that many flies. But that's been the problem with this entire case, Burke, is that the defense just has to create doubt, and the prosecution had to actually gather so much circumstantial evidence that it would sway the jurors, and apparently it wasn't enough to do that.
It seems that, that in the justice system today, and that we really need sort of a third verdict. There's guilty, not guilty, and you just can't prove it, and this seems to be the you just can't prove it the strain of things.
Well, and that's the tough thing. People don't understand that, you know, when you serve on a jury, and I've done this several times, you play by the rules. In fact, I don't know if you read this, but the family of Casey Anthony released a statement after the verdict, and they said the jurors made a fair decision based on the evidence presented, the testimony presented, the scientific information presented, and the rules that were given to them by the judge. And what they were saying there is these are the rules you play by when you sit on a jury. And sometimes on a jury, you can think someone's guilty, but you're going to have to vote that they're not because you're playing the game you have to play.
Tim Downs is our guest today. He's written extensively about the science of forensic entomology in his Bugman series of novels. The new one is Nick of Time from Thomas Nelson Publishing. As you watched this entire thing unspool, and you know, certainly paid more attention than most because of your colleague Neil Haskell's testimony in the trial, did you see it playing out this way, or were you like most of America, were you really shocked and surprised by that final verdict?
I can't say that I was shocked by the verdict. If I had had to bet money, I would have bet that it would have come out this way. The frustrating thing in a case like this, Burke, is the amount of time between time of death and then discovery of the remains of the little girl was 6 months of time. And the problem is during all that time, all the forensic indicators are breaking down. So what you end up with on the prosecution is no smoking gun. There's no direct evidence. You find duct tape, but no DNA on the duct tape, or there's no way to prove whether the little girl drowned or didn't drown. You know, even the insect evidence is becoming pretty old after 6 months. So, it looks like a mountain of circumstantial evidence, but there's always room for doubt, and that's all the defense has to show.
And if I understand this correctly then, Tim, what you're saying with forensic entomology is based on the type of insects that are attracted to a decaying body and what those insects do, you can line up pretty exacting timelines. Is that right? Am I understanding it correctly?
Yeah, you can. It's really very it's intriguing what they can do. The kind of fly that Neil Haskell found, they're called forids or coffin flies. It's a sort of fly that will actually detect a grave, and they can dig as far as 6 feet underground to find those remains. Those are the sorts of flies, those coffin flies, that they found in a garbage bag in the trunk of a car. Now, you got to explain why they would be there, what they would be attracted to, and why in such quantity, because that takes quite a bit of animal tissue to attract that many flies. Well, that really points to a body being in that trunk for some period of time. Unfortunately, it doesn't absolutely establish the fact. It just suggests it, and it's circumstantial.
Does this kind of science, in your opinion, Tim, you know, along with DNA evidence, which has become very prevalent in the last 10, 15 years or so, does it really help to determine guilt or innocence and help you find factual information? Or is it, as some people have said, is it just junk science that junks up, you know, the prosecution in some cases?
Well, it's definitely not junk science, Burke. It's amazing what it can do. But the problem, I think, is there's so much information out there on forensics now. There's so many TV shows that jurors now are actually highly educated about forensics. And it creates a problem because the TV shows are always presenting forensic evidence as this magic silver bullet that solves the case, you know, in a 30-minute show.
Right.
And it doesn't work out that way. Often, like in this case, the forensic science is very helpful, but there is some room for ambiguity or doubt, and that can leave the jurors end up feeling like, you know, it's not enough. I want the magic bullet, and there may not be a magic bullet there.
Neil Haskell, who testified in the Casey Anthony trial, who you studied under and have worked with, is his primary position as an expert witness at trials like this? How does a forensic entomologist make a living?
Well, often they're professors at universities. He's at St. Joseph's College in Rensselaer, Indiana. But what will happen is you'll have law enforcement officials working on a specific case realize there are some sort of maggots or insect remains at the scene, and they will call in a forensic specialist. They collect the insect evidence, often ship it off to him, or even bring him in to collect it himself, and he's hired to analyze it. And then when it does come time for trial, he'll be called as a witness to present what he found out and to interpret that for the jury.
And when you worked with Neil, Tim, did you actually look at these flies under the microscope and you know, do all of these things?
Well, not quite that far. What I was being trained to do was to accurately collect insect evidence at a murder scene, because you can foul things up if you collect the wrong things in the wrong way or don't preserve them properly. Then there's really nothing there for them to interpret. But to do that interpretive work, to look through the microscope, that actually requires a PhD in entomology. And this is where the shows can mislead you. This is not the kind of thing that you dabble in. If you do dabble in it when it comes time for the trial, you're not going to be a very convincing witness.
Our guest is Tim Downs. The new novel is Nick of Time. It's a Bugman novel. And how many of these have you done so far, Tim?
I've done 6 in the Bugman series.
6 Bugman novels. And so if you have an interest in TV shows like CSI or forensic entomology, then these are the books for you. They're from Thomas Nelson Publishing and available at authortimdowns.com as well. One more question on the Casey Anthony trial, and then I want to spend some time talking with you about the book. The other area of expertise that you spend a lot of time in, Tim, is families and relationships. And as someone who watched this trial very closely, there had to be sort of a left brain, right brain thing going on with you, where you know there's this scientific part of your background and knowledge where you're looking at this forensic entomology evidence, and that's got to be balanced out by this incredible human drama that's playing out with his family.
Well, and I think that's the reason for the outrage over the verdict. It's because people in the in the general public, not sitting in the jury stand, they're listening to this as human beings, not as jurors, and they're evaluating what kind of person is this, and what sort of lifestyle did she live, and how did she treat her daughter, and those things don't add up. And that is a part of the circumstantial evidence, and you're right. It was a tragic situation, and she's acquitted of first-degree murder or aggravated manslaughter, but when you ask what is she really guilty of, it's a pretty sad situation.
And lots of mental health professionals and counselors, and I know that you're involved in some counseling situations, have opined, and opined is all they can do, that it certainly appears that what probably happened is that this young lady, accidentally was involved in the death of her daughter, was so alarmed by what happened and so distraught that led to the lies and the trying to cover her trails that she essentially panicked. Is that how you think this may have played out?
You know, it's tough to say. There's a good chance she actually was involved in the death of her daughter. There's so many questions that are hard to answer from a human perspective. You look at your own life and you ask, would I have done that? Or what kind of person would do that? And that's when things get difficult to answer. But the sad thing is, all she'll be found guilty of is lying to law enforcement officials. That's a maximum penalty of 4 years. She's already spent 3 years behind bars. So if the judge gives her anything less than the maximum, she'll walk. And I think a lot of people see that as a gross injustice.
And as a guy who spent his fair amount of time in the media spotlight like you have, Tim, you know, what happens next for this family? You know, certainly she's going to have a tough time getting a regular job. You're not going to see her as a waitress at a Denny's anywhere soon. Is there a media career for Casey Anthony or for these jurors or the family? What happens to these people next?
You know, that's a tough one, and it may be the saddest thing of all. That's the part, I think, Burke, that becomes a commentary not on Casey Anthony, but on our culture, because there's such a sort of an undercurrent of voyeurism in our culture that, you know, she could very well parlay this into a sort of celebrity career, and that's a sad thing to think about, but I don't know. Who knows what TV show they'll show up on next. I'm sure she can make a fortune just offering her testimony, her story for publication. There's always something.
Would you write the book if your agent approached you and said, hey, you know, there's a book here and Casey Anthony needs somebody to help with it? Would you, Tim Downs, take on that job as an author?
Not if she's going to make money off of it. No, thanks. There is such a thing as justice. And I think there's a lot of people out there thinking, okay, I couldn't be on the jury. but I would like to see some justice done here. So, no thanks.
Author Tim Downs is our guest. His new novel is Nick of Time. It deals with forensic entomology, which played a big part in the Casey Anthony trial that just wrapped up. It's the latest in a series of Bugman novels, and we're going to talk to Tim about the novel and what you might be able to learn from reading it, along with just enjoying a great read. Tim Downs is our guest, and back with Tim right after this on The Burke Allen Show. Hang on.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com and experience Dark Force.
It's the Burke Allen Show, live from our studios in Washington, D.C. Our phone number is 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944. Author Tim Downs joins us. His new book is Nick of Time from Thomas Nelson Publishing. Deals in the world of forensic entomology. Well, Tim, we talked about the tie-ins with the Casey Anthony trial, but this book series has really stood on its own. You're six books in, and what is your forensic entomologist, Nick Polchek, up to this time?
Well, they call Nick the Bug Man. It's kind of a double entendre, partly because he does study insects, but the other reason is because he does not like human beings. He prefers the insect world. It's more predictable and trustable here. But, hey, Nick's a guy. So in this story, Nick of Time, Nick has proposed to a woman, and believe it or not, he's actually moving towards marriage. So it's 1 week before Nick's wedding to a woman who trains cadaver dogs for a living, someone just as weird as he is. And kind of the question of the book is, what will happen with Nick, and will Nick actually make it to his wedding day? He gets distracted and preoccupied with a murder case, and the question is, will he forget all about his wedding day?
Hey, you got a guy here who spends most of his time with blowflies and maggots and, you know, dead and decomposing bodies in these books. Is it tough to paint him then as the traditional romantic leading man? You know, Tom Cruise, he is not.
Nick is anything but a traditional romantic leading man. But hey, you know what? He's a guy. And I think what I'm trying to show in the book is, you know, we all have this sort of tension in a way. You've got desires with your career, and you've got, hobbies and golf and whatever it is for you. And then you have your desire to have a relationship. You've got a marriage that you want to build. And the question is, will you forget your spouse, or will you do the things that everybody has to do to build a good marriage? Nick's got to decide that too.
Now, although this is the sixth book in the series, these are all standalone books. So if you haven't read other Bugman books, you can pick up Nick of Time and jump right in there, right?
Exactly right. I wrote them so that you could jump into the series anywhere and understand what's going on.
You set part of this book up in the Poconos, and I thought that was an interesting place to set the book, obviously, always known as sort of this romantic getaway. Tell me about what drew you to the Poconos as a location.
Well, every time I write a Bugman story, I try to move the setting someplace different, someplace interesting. In this case, you've got Nick and his fiancée, Alina, planning a wedding and a honeymoon. So I thought, now where would they go? A couple sort of as backward as them, where would they go? And they'd pick the traditional place from the sort of 70s and 80s, and it used to be the Poconos. So I figured, yep, they'd go to the Poconos, look for a heart-shaped bathtub, and I thought that'd make just a great setting, you know?
That's great. Now, I have to ask you, did you and your wife partake of the heart-shaped bathtubs? Did you do your own research in the Poconos?
I couldn't get her to partake, but I did get her to come look with me. And I'll tell you the truth, Burke, it's hard to find one anymore. That's kind of part of the past. But there are certain places that you can go, and they will give you a tour, and there are some strange things. Heart-shaped bathtubs, one room was two floors, had a jacuzzi shaped like a champagne glass. It's pretty wild.
That's great. And his counterpart is a cadaver dog trainer. So you did a lot of research in building out Nick as a forensic entomologist. You spent time with Neil Haskell, who's a famous forensic entomologist, one of the expert witnesses in the Casey Anthony trial. How did you find a cadaver dog trainer to study? Because I would assume that you researched that as well.
You know, I have. I went up to the Canine Enforcement Training Center up in Front Royal, Virginia, and did some interviews up there, talked to the guys that train the dogs that do sniffing for bombs and drugs and currency and, you know, human beings hiding in the trunks of cars, and just learned a lot about dogs and their incredible capacity to detect because their sense of smell is so fantastic. They can distinguish different scents in a way human beings can't even come close. So they are able to find, well-trained dogs, cadaver dogs, are able to find human remains that are sometimes as old as 1,000 years old.
Is that unbelievable?
Right? It's almost magic, isn't it?
Wow. Tim Downs is our guest today, and he's talking about the science of writing these thriller novels, including his Bugman series. It strikes me, Tim, that you and other very successful thriller writers do a ton of research for these books, and I want to ask you about that process. You know, if I were to get a phone call out of the blue from a guy who says, you know, hey, I'm a writer and I'm writing about this and I want to pick your brain, I'm not sure how I would take that. So is the research, is that a difficult part of being a novelist? Is that the fun part of being a novelist?
I think different writers like different parts of the process most. I think the research is fun because I love to set stories in the real world using real facts, because I don't think you can make things up that are any stranger than reality. And it's more satisfying to me if you work with real things. So forensic entomology, I make up nothing. It's all factual, down to the species of fly that I talk about. Cadaver dogs work exactly the way that I describe them. And when you can take facts from real life and kind of weave them together and then make yourself a fictional story, to me, as a writer, that's a lot of fun.
There's a section in this book, which is, by the way, phenomenal. Nick of Time is the book that we're talking about, the latest from Tim Downs. A section in this book where there's a group of folks who get together, crime-solving experts, and they compare case notes. And I believe this happens in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. Is that a real group, and can you tell me about that?
Almost everything in my story, except for the basic plot, is real. There's a group called the VDOC Society, and they meet once a month for lunch in Philadelphia. And it's a group of active and retired forensic specialists who hear cold cases presented by law enforcement officials from all over the world now. And they just lend their expertise to see if they can't find some breakthrough on a case that hasn't been solved yet.
How did you find out about this group, and have you ever actually attended a meeting?
Yeah, I've not been able to attend a meeting, though that would be a lot of fun. But I just constantly read and look for strange things, little-known facts. Anytime I read something bizarre in the paper or a magazine, I cut it out and throw it into a file, and those are the things that become part of my stories.
Now, you've taken Nick into New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. You've taken him into, you know, the farmlands of North Carolina for you know, serious agroterrorism. And now in this new book, he's dealing with a murder up in the Poconos. Is there another Nick Polchek book out there? Is there more for the Bugman to do?
Well, there's plenty more for him to do, and there are strange things that forensic entomology can do all the time that are just being discovered, and there's always interesting parts of the world I haven't talked about yet. So, yeah, sure, I've got more Bugman stories to come. It'll just be a matter of where Nick turns up next.
I find it interesting that my wife just loves these books, and they're pretty gruesome and grisly, and I wonder when you hear from your readers, when they visit you at authortimdowns.com, are there more women readers than men readers? Are women turned off by the sort of the grisly aspects? What do you hear back from your readers?
Well, there are more female readers than male readers for all books. There are certainly more female buyers. It's difficult to know exactly who reads your books, but I get a lot of email and Facebook comments from women. I have to describe some of the gruesome elements just to make it accurate, but I don't wallow in this stuff, and I think that's what my readers appreciate. You can learn about this fascinating science, but it's just I keep the gross factor down a bit. So a lot of people have written to me to say that they're reading my books along with their middle schoolers, and I love to hear that.
Oh, that's fantastic. And do you think that perhaps Americans are more desensitized to some of this because of the advent of you know, the television shows like The Cold Case and the NCIS and the CSIs?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to it, except you sort of would think we would have to become more desensitized over time, and you have to wonder, where can the forensic shows go? I mean, they sort of specialize in recent years of showing you things that used to be just suggested. And, you know, it's a competitive world, and each show is trying to come up with something unique that another show hasn't done. I don't know where they're going next.
We're definitely out of the Perry Mason world, I think.
We definitely are.
One of the real hallmarks, I think, to this book series is the sort of the humor and the great dialogue in these books. You know, for a very serious and gruesome subject matter, these are fun and funny books. Where does that witticism and that dialogue come from?
You know, part of it is just what I love. My first job was writing a daily comic strip. I love humor. And my attraction to this kind of a character, this Bugman guy, is that I knew he would be an outsider at a crime scene. I mean, guys like Neil Haskell, he's a professor at a university, and yet he shows up at a crime scene. He's not a cop or a private investigator, so his whole approach to things would be really outside the box. And that makes for an interesting character. So I made Nick Polchak a wise guy. He doesn't relate to humans well. He has no social skills whatsoever. So you can count on Nick to always say the wrong thing, but the enjoyable thing is that'll be exactly the thing you wish you could say, but you would never take a chance on getting beat up.
And one final question, with you having six of these books under your belt, you're now, you know, an acknowledged bestseller in the thriller genre. People love to read this type of book, this genre of book, many times folks who are readers think, you know, I could do that. I could write these books. And I'm sure it's much more difficult than you would think. If we have aspiring writers who are listening today, what advice would you give them?
Well, I would tell them that the biggest thing that separates a writer from a non-writer is that a writer is able to make himself sit down at a computer until he's written 400 pages. So, you know, give it a try. I don't know that there's any certification, any qualification that makes somebody a writer, except you give it a try. So if you got a story in you, everybody's a first-time writer at some point, give it a shot.
Do you sit down and give yourself a time limit when you're writing? What is your process like? Or is it a certain number of pages, or how do you do that?
Well, when you do a contract with a publisher, they'll give you a word count, a number plus or minus 10% that you have to turn in. That's your goal. And then you look at a calendar, you got a deadline. For me, I just sort of do the math and divide it up among the number of days I have free to write, and that's my word count per day. And then I hit that word count. Some days it's easy. Some days I'm banging my head on my desk a lot, but you stick to that word count.
Fair enough. Well, the results speak for themselves. It's a phenomenal book. Nick of Time from Tim Downs, the latest in his Bugman series. Thanks for spending time with us, and thanks for your background and your expertise on the Casey Anthony trial, too. Very interesting.
Thank you, Bert.
Tim Downs is at authortimdowns.com online and Facebook and Twitter as well. The new book is Nick of Time from Thomas Nelson Publishing. Tim Downs, our guest today on the Burke Allen Show. Wherever you are, thanks for listening. Now go out and make it a great day.